65 years ago today, Ensign George Gay flew Tail End Charlie in a formation of 15 torpedo bombers north of Midway Island, a tiny and almost impossibly remote coral atoll that was, on that day, the fulcrum of the Second World War in the Pacific. 6 months after Pearl Harbor, the Battle of Midway turned the tide against Japan. It was a triumph of intelligence. Codebreakers knew the plan of attack, but a story of courage and sacrifice and tragedy, too. Ensign Gay watched every other plane in his squadron get shot down as they approached the Japanese aircraft carriers, all 14. Here's his story, interspersed with readings from the memoirs of Lieutenant Commander Mitsuo Fushida, who was aboard Gay's target, the Japanese aircraft carrier Akagi.
But I went straight on in, and I saw somebody up on the bridge. I guess he was a captain or an admiral or something. He's waving a pair of binoculars and pointing a samurai sword at me like everybody didn't know where I was. So I ignored him, and I looked down at the fantail, and I saw all these airplanes. We didn't realize that they'd only sent half of their aircraft in on their first strike, and they'd been trying to make up their mind whether our Navy might be out there, so they were changing back and forth from torpedoes to bombs and this stuff, and they did not put that stuff back down in the magazines. They had it all laying around on the deck. So there was a good opportunity right there for me to crash into that stuff and maybe get myself a carrier. So it didn't take me long to make up my mind. I pulled over that stuff and made a big turnout between two cruisers. A 20-millimeter slug hit my rudder pedal just outside my left little toe, and why it didn't take my foot, I don't know, but it punched a hole in the firewall and set the engine on fire. So now I got a problem.
Shipboard spectators of this thrilling drama watched spellbound. Not a single hit had been scored. Most of the credit for this success belonged to the brilliant interception of our fighters, whose swift and daring action was watched closely from the flagship. No less impressive was the dauntless courage shown by the American flyers, who carried out the attack despite heavy losses.
So I pulled the nose up, and as best I could, I cartwheeled the airplane in, and with the nose deep in the water and everything, I turned around and sat on the instrument panel, and the water started coming up in the cockpit. And that's when I got scared. But I look up, and here comes the whole Jap Navy right at me.
Preparations for a counterstrike against the enemy continued throughout the torpedo attacks. There was no time to lose. At 10:24, the order to start launching came from the bridge by voice tube. The air officer flapped the white flag, and the first Zero fighter gathered speed and whizzed off the deck.
Well, I really thought one of those cruisers was going to run me down. He came right by me, and as I looked up at the thing, I see our dive bombers coming down. Now, that's a beautiful sight. There's only one thing wrong with it. I'm sitting right on the bullseye.
At that instant, a lookout screamed, "Hell divers!" I looked up to see three black enemy planes plummeting toward our ship. Some of our machine guns managed to fire a few frantic bursts at them, but it was too late. The plump silhouettes of the American dive bombers quickly grew large, and then a number of black objects suddenly floated eerily from their wings. Bombs. Down they came straight toward me. I fell intuitively to the deck and crawled behind the command post mantlet.
They hit those three carriers just as they were going by me. I couldn't have had a better view. I was right smack in the middle of it. But boy, I'll tell you, those explosions and all the steel and shrapnel and their anti-aircraft fire and everybody shooting at everything, there were a lot of places I'd rather been.
Looking about, I was horrified at the destruction that had been wrought in just a few seconds. There was a huge hole in the flight deck just behind the amidship elevator. The elevator itself, twisted like molten glass, was drooping into the hangar. Deck plates reeled upward in grotesque configurations. Planes stood, tail up, belching livid flame and jet black smoke. Reluctant tears streamed down my cheeks as I watched the fire spread, and I was terrified at the prospect of induced explosions which would surely doom the ship.
So I sat in the middle of the largest and certainly the most decisive naval battle in history. I'm right smack in the middle of it. All day and all night.
George Gay, the sole survivor of Torpedo Squadron 8, and excerpts from the memoirs of Mitsuo Fushida, read by actor Ron Nakahara. The Battle of Midway occurred on June 4, 1942, 65 years ago today. This is Talk of the Nation from NPR News. I'm Neil Conan in Washington.